All right. The show is they just announced that we're live now. Hello, Derek.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm going to introduce the show now. So, because we're live. So, folks, I want to invite you all to talk on the show today if you want to, or you can just listen. The Hope Radio Show is. It's broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays we have a special coaching show. Anybody can dial in on the number 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. There is no security code, so you just have to dial in, and then whoever's hosting the show at that time will turn on your mic. So you can talk if you want to, or you can just listen and learn. So we welcome everybody. We don't exclude anyone. And in fact, I just see a friend of mine, my friend Derek from Tennessee, is on with us today. And my friend looks like Country Boy, maybe from Georgia. Is that you? Is that you, Brad?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you doing, my friend?
Good, Oak Man. I got more stories. I got some Oak Man stories that I've written for your grandkids that I ain't even seen yet. So I'm excited now, Bob. I'm really excited.
You always have a lot of stories.
No, I'm serious.
That's great.
The Oak Man story that I'm going to write about you and how Lynn Kane got two Norelco shavers for Christmas over the river and through the woods to Grandmama's house, but he was flying around the world with two Norelco shavers. Your story, Oak Man, planted by the water, is going to sound a lot better than the Grinch who stole Christmas. I guarantee you that, Oak Man.
Thank you. Well, you know, this is a family show, so we're talking about family values and all the things that are important that we need to look after as far as our families are concerned, and not only our families but the families that we're working with throughout the whole program. And I'm happy that you could join us. And I see another super friend, as you call him, Mary has joined us also. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. It's great to have you on the show today. I was just talking to Country Boy and my friend Derek from Tennessee also. We were talking, and your name came up. I don't know why, but we were talking about another friend named John who's interested in doing something similar to what you're doing, building a website to help people. And so if you want to talk a little bit about that, Mary, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, Country Boy, you're the hardest person to get a hold of.
No, you just got to know how to. But when I go into ninja mode, when you're on assignment, you don't talk. You reveal your location. So when I travel out of town, 90% of the time, I'm in stealth mode. Nobody knows where I'm going. My wife is home alone, and nobody is going to be alerted that Country Boy's out of town now so they can go rob my house. And then here's the last part. I'm never anywhere where I'm not supposed to be. And the people that's on the same spiritual vibrational harmony with me, I can send a telepathic prayer and reach Rick in the Bahamas, even if I never have a conversation with him. And when he gets back, he will tell me what I said, even though I didn't say nothing. And why you was calling me, and if you look at your caller ID, it'll see that I called you at 12:45. Do you know how many married men, Bob, do you know that can call another married woman at 12:45 in the a.m.? But at that time, I was talking to your business partner, Queen, about what you guys are going to be doing with the ministry, with the children, and late, about 3 a.m., while everybody's up sleeping and Country Boy's up praying, I wrote you the poem that you need that you don't even know you need yet.
Oh, yeah, no, Country Boy, this is what I want to talk to you about. This man has a sixth sense. Every time I am going through some issue, something going on in my life, this man sends me the text, a quote, a video, something that is on point to exactly what I'm going through, and I haven't told anybody what I'm going through.
Well, let me give you a cliff note right there. Rick Reese is a professional. He's an intercessor. Bob Oakley is a pro. Ron Clayton, he's still in boot camp. The man intercedes for somebody else in prayer, which means that when you start to pray for somebody else's stuff, you says, devil, we're double-teaming. We know you guys running cults, but I'm going to stand with Oakman on getting some people in the country. I'm going to stand on Oakman with getting people with registered papers. What happens is when you start to intercede with somebody, even if you're not in direct communication with them, we have the same Father. You're talking to him. I'm talking to him. He's right in the middle working things out. So that's what it is. Joel calls it, we're creating a synergy, a vibrational harmony. And if you know about vibrations, I can shatter a glass and you won't even hear a noise. I just sent a vibration. I can stomp my floor a foot on the swimming pool floor and you can't hear it underwater, but you can hear it if you're underwater. But if you're above water, you can't hear it. The message wasn't for the person unless they needed to hear it. Last little part of that, this kid, I watched a little short video on Instagram. The little, you know, in the southern churches, they get up and let people give testimonies. That means if you've been through something, you've been through tested, and now you have a song or a story to tell. The kid was sitting up in the elder section, Bob, up near the front few rows on the front pew. His little feet wouldn't even touch the floor. The pastor says, we're going to open up the mic this morning for testimonies. Does anybody have a story that they'd like to tell? The little 7-year-old kid's hand flew up in the air like he was in class and not in church. They said, oh, we got a youngster that wants to share a testimony. Come on up here, Bob. We got Oakman. He's a child in a Bible's body, but just like David, he can slay giants because this little man is anointed. He's anointed before he's appointed. What do you want to share with us, little Oakman? He told the story and went and sat back down to the elder, sat down next to Elder Dorsey. And Elder Dorsey leans over to Oakman and says, that's not really what it says in the Bible. And the little kid politely says, politely, sir, I wasn't talking to you.
Wow. Thank you, Connie. Mary, go right ahead.
Okay, so it is launched, it is running, and it is the ADAR Developmental Center. It's named after my kids and Kurt's kids, which is our inspiration for what we're building. And what it is, it's a one-stop shop for your mind, body, and soul. They are professional, certified, and licensed in just about every aspect of where you're going to need help. And here's the best part of the whole deal. It is budget-friendly help. There is a price plan for every single budget.
Say that last part again, Mary. Say that last part again, Mary.
It is budget-friendly. There is a price plan for every budget. So because you need help and you can't afford the expensive coaches, doesn't mean you lose quality. It is quality coaching, quality professional help at a price that you can afford.
Excellent.
Oh, Mary, this is what I told Rick and Ron yesterday. I was making jokes on the Hope call the other night, Oakman. I told them that me and Bob Oakley and Rick Reese and Ron Clayton came in on the short bus. But don't hold that against us. Don't discriminate against us. The only reason that we came in on the short bus is there was no room on the big bus. So they chose us for many a call. Few were chosen. They chose us for and put us on the short bus. Doesn't mean that we were any less godly than them. Doesn't mean that we were any less intelligent than them. It just means that that's how our transportation was provided for the day. So now, Mary, it doesn't matter if you live on the wrong side of the tracks. Doesn't matter whether you are self-employed or unemployed. When we come to the table, one love, when somebody needs a service, and Mary says it's budget-friendly, Country Boys is interpreting you guys, we're saying that when people come in, that there's going to be somebody that's going to work with you. And Mary just now said wonderfully that the level that you come in on has nothing to do with the degree of expertise that you get.
Yep.
Just because you can't afford the Lamborghini, it's still a car. We can still get you there from here, even if we drive you in a Volkswagen. We will get what we need together.
Amen. Amen.
And here's the best part.
Mary, I want to quickly introduce another guest that's come on. My friend from New Jersey, Larry. Hi, Larry. How you doing? Hello, Larry. Are you there? He may have his phone on mute. Larry, if you're there. Okay, good, good. Hi, Larry.
All right, I'll take some more cliff notes from Mary Oakman, if you don't mind.
I got one more thing to say.
Hello?
Quick first, Country Boy.
Wait, start again, Mary, because I'm thinking and talking, and it's hard to hear and listen when you're talking. It's like we just put the rewind button, old school Mary, and we rewound what, because you got interrupted a couple times. I interrupted you twice, and Oakman had to insert something, and we just jumped around, and then I told a story that didn't have nothing to do with what you're saying. Back you, Mary, push the rewind button, and tell us, just like we wasn't listening, again, what you just did and why you named it. Please, ma'am.
All right, before I do that, here's the best part of what I'm doing. I have talked to counselors that work with special needs kids in schools, and I've signed that have wanted to join and be part of the program. And so a lot of the public schools and charter schools, their special needs counselors will be working with us to help you as a parent with special needs kids do your IEPs, be advocates, do what you need in a school. So that way we're another resource to help you travel through the school system to get the best education you need.
Wow, that's great.
Mary, I'm going to say one thing real quickly right there. Back when I was in school in the old days, not against us, Oakman, but they had something called the PTA, Parent-Teacher Association. 90% of the times, the parents were talking about what the needs were for the kids, but they never, ever, ever invited any kid in to say, we don't like spaghetti every Wednesday for lunch. You know, the lights in the math room are too dim, and when I'm trying to add my numbers up, I can't see in there. Can they put brighter lights in the math room? Then they said, PTSA, parent, teacher, student. They were included. What do you guys want when you take your kids to amusement park? When you get to the airport, they got ramps, but what else do you need besides a ramp if you're handicapable? If you got an oxygen tank and you don't want to take it on the plane with you, what do y'all have that can assist us? Mary's looking in all the don't-haves. We're tired of lack. We're living in this time called now, and she's been reading that little book that says our kids want exceedingly, abundantly, more than they even know they need. They don't know they're being turned down. The parents know that they're being turned down. And Mary said, enough is enough is enough. It had to start somewhere. It has to stop somewhere. And the buck stops here. We're not going to continue to let y'all, we're going to point fingers now, y'all treat our children like they don't belong. Back over you, Mary.
I lost it. It's all good.
Am
go
I
ahead,
getting
Bob.
Warm? Am I close?
You are right on point. The only thing is that here's the sad part of the PTA. It is literally a popularity contest. The popular kids' parents always get on the PTA. All the regular parents with the regular kids get new PTA. Special needs families don't get on the PTA because they don't have time.
Oh, wow, Mary. Mary, my brain was going in a completely different, I was in on the other side of the tracks, and I thought you was going to act like you was from Rodeo Drive, but you threw me a curveball on that one, Mary. It wasn't just an income bracket I can't afford, because we just had that conversation about doesn't matter who you are, we're going to make it fit your budget, make it affordable. But when you took me back into the school system just now, I still got budget in my head. And it has absolutely, what you just said, Mary, it has absolutely nothing to do with budget. They got more than enough in the special need kid, extra time, extra, extra, extra. Now they're supposed to take extra time out and go sit in a meeting and keep their kid still so he's not disrupting and causing distraction. So what do you do, Mary?
First of all, there are plenty of alternative schools for that. You know, my kids have the same problem. So what we turned around and we used Connections Academy. It is an international public online accredited charter school. And it's you do school on your time. And it is an online school. And they actually work a lot with special needs kids. If your kid has a special need, they will jump you through the waiting list to get you into the school as opposed to regular kids. And so
wow.
What we do is I work with the school and work with the OT, and here's the benefit why this school can offer so much more than most brick-and-mortar schools is they actually go through your insurance company to pay for extra services that your insurance already covers. And that
wow,
way they can
great.
Add a whole bunch more stuff.
Well,
that a regular
I'm gonna
school
have
can
a, Mary, I'm gonna introduce you to a friend of mine, actually more than a friend, a mentor of mine for well over 30 years. They call her the Green Queen, Miss Deborah Clark. She's the president of trafficking for her the headquarters here in Atlanta. She's been working with, she had me teaching at 14 different communities after school programs, somebody to help do their homework. The parents are home, but the kids can't study because they hadn't had nothing to eat since noon or 11, 12 o'clock that day. Some of them go to lunch at 10:30. They're getting home around 4, 4:30. You're supposed to do your homework, but the parents ain't got off work yet because they don't get off till 6. And they expected these kids to get off a hot bus, walk a few, half a mile to their house, hoping that there's somebody there to greet them, and then be in charge of doing homework, doing stats. Oh, and by the way, look after your young brother. Bob's 7, but now he's got to babysit his 4-year-old brother while he does his homework and figured out what he's going to get for a snack. So Deborah has been one of those two people too, Mary, that says, wait a minute. Women have already helped raised up half the world. Men are missing in action. They gone off the war, and the other half are in jail. We need some help over here. So, Mary, my heart is turning cartwheels in my chest just knowing I don't even have to know all of what you're doing. I just know that God loves all the little children, and you want to know what Country Boy's number one hot spot passion button is? Children. Doesn't matter whose children.
Yeah.
I just found out this the other day, and I say, close to a stop again, my son just turned 32. And then we fed Thanksgiving dinner this past Tuesday to 658 people. And then I just found out last night, my son told me he has 14 kids. Oh, man, I can understand if it's you. You got 30, 40 grandkids running around and two or three kids that can six or eight great-great-grandkids. But this is my son I'm talking about. I said, you what? You got 14 kids. He said, yeah, I adopted kids as I went around the world and wants to have special needs and need some attention and affection and some money. My son has 14 kids that I didn't even know about. How about that, Mary?
Holy crap.
I think he caught my disease. It's called agape. He got it when he was young, unconditional, unstoppable, unbelievable love. Mary, I think you got that disease too, sweetie. I hate to tell you, it's not the corona. You got the agape. Tell him, Mary, you've been affected by the agape.
I have that big time. You know, that's like I also work with.
You didn't say monkey. You didn't say monkey virus. You said you got the agape love disease. Make sure and put love in there so they don't run.
You know, that's like, you know, the special needs industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. They take something regular, put a label on it that it's for special needs, for autism, for whatever, and they jack up the price.
Wow.
So I find alternative things to use instead. You know, we couldn't, when my kids were diagnosed, I couldn't afford the $200 compression vest, which is a weighted vest that you put on kids to help them with pressure to feel secure. So my son, who we all know is a genius, he came up with his own compression vest. He went and found one of the old life jackets for kids, put it on, zipped it up, tightened it up. Here's the compression vest.
$2 at a garage sale. That's great.
Mary, I'm going to hush again in a minute. Oh, man, I apologize, but when y'all know my brain gets ready to start running, it starts running.
This is all very important. All of this is very important, what you guys are talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was talking to a little guy named Lynn Kane. Y'all don't know Lynn, do you? He flew for a little American Airlines, a little bitty teeny tiny airlines for only 30-something years. I said that to say we've been having sponsorship conversations, Mary, on the sidelines. They told us, Bob, been throwing cliches all over the airways, Bob, but it's not what you know, AT&T. It's not what you know, AT&T. It's who you know over at AT&T, Bob Oakley. That was a setup. Bob, that was a conspiracy. That was a setup if I've ever seen one. I didn't plan that. That just came out like that. We're going to go get sponsorship money. We're going to take the wealth of the unrighteous and place it back in the hands of the righteous. We want some of your sponsorship money to help these kids get into the program, get this special training online. We need your help. We need your money. We need your money. We need your money. Oh. So that's what's getting ready to happen, Mary. The things that you're creating, the special need categories that require funding, that's what Hope Collection, that's what Golden Rule, and that's what Antivia and our partners, everybody has their own little hot spot, passion button. If you talk to all these celebrities that are here in Atlanta, talk to all these entertainers here in Atlanta, if you get them to move the camera out of the way, Bob, Mary, if you get them to move the music and the song out of the way, and I say, well, what are you really doing? Where's your passion really at? Shaq, where's your passion really at? Shaq only owns 60 to 70-something businesses and about 30 non-for-profit organizations that deal with children. So that's what we're talking. AT&T, American Airlines, I'm shouting you guys out. I'm not going to throw you under the bus. We're going to ask you to buy us a bus.
You know, American Airlines is one of the... is
how you like that old
ironically,
man? Was that powerful or what?
I'm going to hush right there. I'm going to push the pause button. One of y'all better jump in and get me while you can.
Okay, so thanks to the Holly Robinson Foundation, she started a program for autistic families. And
wow.
She joined with American Airlines, and they are one of the only airlines that shuts down their terminal a couple times a year for autistic families to do a mock travel day. So they take them in, they show them what it's like to go through the airlines, go through the, you know, the metal detectors, go through the tunnels to prepare them so when they can travel, they know what to expect. And they get to go into
wow.
the airplane and sit down and everything else.
Wow. Mary, you know, you and I talked the other day, just a couple of days ago, on a separate call. And one of the
mm-hmm.
things we talked about was helping the inmates to come out of prison. And I know you're talking about special needs people now, but what is your plan for the inmates? Because I talked to my friend, and he's interested in talking to you some more about that.
Oh,
so
okay. So I work with – we're doing a test program right now with probation. Mm-hmm. My local probation, before we can spread it, we need to do a test program. And I sent the proposals, and they sent the proposals and put in with our local district attorney to implement a new program for repeat offenders. For what I do is we do a hypnotherapy session to get to the root cause of the issues. Why the drugs? Why doing this? What is going on in your subconscious mind of why it's so hard for you to break the cycle? What, why you don't have hope? What's going on? What, you know, you go to therapy, you can spend 10 years trying to figure that out. With hypnotherapy, we get to the root cause almost instantly. And then from there, I do a coaching program, and we sit down and we break the cycle. We figure out alternatives. We figure out what is stopping you. And most of what's stopping you from change is your own self.
Yep.
Mary, can I jump
you
in?
Have,
hello, family.
Yep. Yep.
Mary, can I jump in right quick? It's 12:27. Hello, family. Quickly, because, you know, prison thing is my reform. I'm going to speak quickly, and I'm going like to pass the phone to Victoria right quick. But quickly to the one who spoke on the prison, I think that's, is that Bob? Oh, is that Bob? Is that Bob? Well, listen, anyway, let me put this input in. We're going to, far as the foundation in which I stand, we're going to keep repeating ourselves once again like the hamster in the cage. Mary, that's why we hook up well. But to the gentleman who asked the question, I would like to say this. I come in with the administrative people that she wrote all these conjunctions to, looking and seeking their permission to deal with my children. And all of them, my children, they under 40, 41 and down, they're all mine in my world. I also would like to say, what would I do? I'm going to come behind Mary with these conjunctions, letting them know that their laws do not refer to the offenders if they did not rape no one, if they did not kill no one, if they did not rob no one, let them go. There is no law that holds my children's body behind those bars, and yet they're still there. I will not ride on it on that level, but I will back Mary in the administrator, let them know she do have backing. I am all for this way of teaching because once they're released, they're going to need Mary. But that's not what's going to release them. What's going to release them, starting off with those that got no business behind their bars, according to all state laws. I'm her, and I know these rights. And I'm telling you, nothing, I'm not coming no kind of way. I'm not compromising with you no more. It's not happening. What I'm saying, though, in all love to everyone, Let's go get these babies. To the owners of the prison, stop playing with us. You is the reason. You is the reason for these drugs. I live here. I have a huge family from any type of, from up all the way up from the White House all the way down. And I include the one right now, y'all, my family. So tell me who I don't know. Once and now that I know you. So I'm not on this line with this Hampshire stuff. I'm not. I don't disrespect it because I am a writer. I'm definitely never leaving. Country Boy, Ron, I'm not leaving you guys if y'all don't leave me. Never let your hands go. But understand me on this line. I know what I'm saying and I mean what I say. Let my children go behind those bars that did not consist of those things I mentioned. If they did not break those laws, let them go. I don't care about no drugs. I don't care about none of that because they wouldn't have got it, got dang it if you didn't bring it to them. Stop playing these games. Talking to my children in these circles. You did it. They did it. They are guilty. And it's going to come to a stop. Matter of fact, we stopped it the other day. Let me give Victoria the phone. I love each and every last one of you. Country Boy, God dang it, your voice is lighting up my motivation. Here she go. Thank you for letting me speak.
Queen, I just want to say real quickly that I spent my first 22 years running the church nursery. Our church grew from 1,822 members to 68,000. Our church seats 23,000 people. The Children Family Life Center, the overflow, we call it, seats 6,200 people and is equipped with stages and film and camera rooms to where kids are producing movies. We got a 7-year-old now that just released her first movie, and she's going to be working with a little guy named Tyler Perry. When I prayed, T.D. Jakes told me I was a man of war, but after the Women Thou Art Loose, and then T.D. Jakes bought the Manpower Conference to Atlanta, Georgia, and I was sitting on the front row. Well, what happened at that particular time is I was anointed before I was appointed, but I prayed that I was going to be catapulted from working for the nurseries because I didn't think I could be a man of war hanging out with babies all the time. So they say, be careful what you ask for because God will give it to you. I asked to be promoted. Guess where he promoted me to? Prison ministry. OMG. You mean you can run about freely in the church and come and go when you please and all the doors are always open? But now I go into prison ministry, and as soon as you walk in, they want to search you too, Mary. Pat you down, girl. We got a female to look down in your purse. When you go in the door, Oak Man, they don't just lock the prisoners up. You on lockdown too. For a crime that you didn't even commit. But what happens is when you get behind these bars and you talk to Country Boy and you found out that he was sitting in the car, he wanted to ride home with Ron and Rick. They stopped at the 7-Eleven and Country Boy sitting in the car and Ron and Rick robbed the store. Now Country Boy went to prison for a crime of being at the wrong place. He's an armed robber, and he was sitting in the car, and now he's sitting in prison for 15 to 25 years to life for a crime that he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. So, Mary, I pledge my spirit, my heart, my motivation, my connections, and everything that I have, Queen, that just came out your mouth, and I'm coasting and stopping right here. Let our people go. Back over you, Oak Man.
Yep. Thank you, Country Boy. You know, I've been inside and in prisons for a long time because I work with a prison ministry, and I've done a lot of work working with inmates in the ministry, in the teaching Bible study and helping them with that, and helping them to get a better understanding of the spiritual life, helping them to get into the Word, because the Word is so important. God's Word will teach them what they need to know, and will help them. And so I understand what you're talking about, and I think it's so important to also help them to understand what is the root cause of their problem. What is the root cause of why are they doing what they're doing in their life? And to unpeel that onion and to find out what it really it is that's causing their problems. And I'm not a psychologist, but I've had a lot of experience with people with drug addiction and with alcoholism and other types of things like that, including some of my own family members that have had problems with that. So I think that it's important that we have a real good understanding of how we can help these people and how they but it's not all up to us. The individual person has to make a decision in their life. Are they willing to try to make a change? Or are they willing to do the things that's necessary, such as praying to the Lord and asking for help? Are they willing to think about others before they think about themselves? So it's critically important, I think, that in order to help somebody, they have to be willing for us to help them. And they have to be willing for it's the same way with helping people in other areas in their life, not only addictions, but things like housing and things like education and things like helping them with increasing their financial situation. All of those take a commitment and maybe a change of attitude to do. And so I think that's what's really important, that we understand that and that we help people to move into those directions. And it's something that doesn't happen overnight. It's going to take some time, and it's going to take a commitment to work with these people to help them in any way we can. And if it's not us personally helping them, but helping them to get the help that they need through someone who can help them. So commend you, Mary, for what all you're doing. And Country Boy, also, I commend you for everything you're doing. And everyone that's listening on this show, I know we all have different things that we're involved with. If you're interested in helping people, the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society and some of the organizations that we have, Easter Seals, that can help people, it's very important that we, you know what's available so that we can help them. I can't do it by myself. Country Boy can't do it by himself. And Mary can't do it by herself.
I'm going to jump in.
But as a team, we can do a lot of things. Go ahead.
One more time, Oakman, then I'm going to have to jump off you guys. I'm going to have to get off. Oakman, apologize again for walking on you. Mary, I do it to you. Queen, I did it to you. Sometimes my spirit won't just hush. Country Boy, sit down, shut up, let somebody else talk. Ooh, my spirit starts jumping around. What happened in the process, we kind of actually accidentally threw out the word super friends. We accidentally used the word, we don't accidentally, we do it intentionally, marketplace ministry. Just got about 8 new employees, if you wanted to call them that. They're 90-plus years old, and they help work us with us in the baby nurseries now. These people are rocking chair specialists.
This woman can rock about 15 to 20 babies and sleep in 30 minutes flat. I think she's got the world record. Once they hit up her bosom and get in that rocking chair there on the Mary's like they hypnotized. They cannot fight to go to sleep, baby, go to sleep.
What has happened in the process is those 8 pillars, faith, family, housing, health, God says, I'm going to draw all men into you. And what's happening now is we have a collection, the Hope Collection, Joel Griffin, visionarian. We have the Hope Collection that we would take one nation under love and allow everybody to come with love, their very best. Mary says, I don't do what Country Boy does. This is what I do. Queen says, that's what I do too, Mary. Let me do it with you. Rick Reese says, I travel. This is what I do. This is my ministry. Russ says, my church wants to travel. Can y'all send a group of people over yonder? So what happens is it creates synergy. You do what you do. Oh, here's a good time to put it in there. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do what you do. What do, Hope Man, in our land? We help people so that they can help other people.
Other people.
It's a blessing to be a blessing. Thank you for translating. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Here is your platform. Here is your opportunity to join forces with the Hope Collection, Golden Rule Society, and all of our super friends. We're super friendly, we're super kind, and we all work together to help bless humankind.
Amen. Yep. Amen. And I,
so you guys, I'm going to have to duck out. I'm not gone. I'm still here, but I'm gone.
Yep. And you mentioned a key word, love. And we have to show people that we sincerely interested in them and to show them through love and friendship that we're interested in helping them. And that's very important, because the more we do that, the more it will help them, and the more it will help us too, because it'll come back to us in immeasurable amount. Because God has promised that.
Oh man, I'm sounding off. I just named 8 pillars. Man, you could click around for the next 2 years when you go to these websites and start clicking on these pillars. We truly are in the information stage, and knowledge truly is power if one utilizes it. But people don't care how much stuff we know until they know that we care.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. You're right on target. Thank you. Mary, did we finish what you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. Give me 5 minutes and I'll remember what we were talking about.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought.
I know what you're working on, and it's it can't possibly cover all of it in one session like this. And I appreciate you coming on, and I welcome you anytime you want to come on the show. And I'm sure the other hosts feel the same way. They will welcome you to talk about what it is that you're working on and how you're helping people. And I know you are. And thank you so much for your presentation today and your discussion with us. And Country, I thank you so much also. And everybody else that's come on, we got a lot of people here that I couldn't even get to onto the show today. I know my friend Derek's on here, and he and I talked a little bit before the show on some of the things that Derek is doing. And he has a heart of gold, and he's spreading the word out to people. And his goal is to help people to have a better life. And I just think that is so important, to help people have a better life. It doesn't matter what it is in their life that they need to improve on, but we help them in whatever ways they need us to help them. And the focus is on them, not on us. And that's so important. And then there are others on that came on the show today. I see a couple of numbers up here that I don't even recognize. I think one of them is Kurt. Are you on the show now?
Yes, I am. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, I thought that was you. How are you doing today, Kurt?
I'm doing great.
You got anything you want to add to what we've been talking about? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. I know you're involved in hosting the show also, so go for it, man.
Well, Monday I'm going to have a show about facing our fears and how we can face our fears and find solutions for them, and then and how life coaching in the spirit of God can help you deal with your fears.
Oh, man, that is so important.
Yes,
amen. Yes.
And right now I'm doing a lot of studies on teenager counseling. So I want to go dive more into helping the teenagers in the world.
Hey, Kurt, you want to rephrase that?
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Kurt. Kurt is actually one of the coaches of the AR Developmental Center.
Yes, anyone. And Mary, I'm sorry I slipped up again. I'm going to do training and also research and going more into the teenage mental health issues.
Amen.
So, in fact, right now I'm going over my notes I had yesterday on it. So, but I jumped on board late. I don't know what the topic was today. Can somebody refresh me on it?
Me and Country Boy took over the show talking about the center.
Oh, okay. Yes. It's going to be a wonderful center. And
it is a wonderful center. It's launched and it's operating.
It's operating now?
Of course it is. It's up and live. Kurt,
that's
we talk
good.
In present tense, not future.
Yeah. You too. Very true. I have to get out of that bad habit. Yes, Mary, you're going to have your radio show tonight. Mary, you're working on it right now. You're geared towards teenagers and also well-spirits. Ex-prisoners, ex-military, you call in, and if they need help, we can help them over the show or privately. It's going to be a very wonderful project, Mary and I. And actually, Mary has all the stuff on this. And, she's wonderful. She thought about this, what, six or seven years ago? And, Now it's happening, and so I'm really I'm very proud of having Mary in my life, and she's awesome. She's a really wonderful woman. So, but
thanks,
nice.
Kurt. I forgot about that. So we got permission from Ron and the Hope Collection to start. It's going to come up when I finish scheduling our daily radio show, but we'll start coming up either the middle of September or the beginning of October. I haven't figured it out yet. A nightly radio show. And the first half of the week is going to be for teens and kids to call in. It's completely anonymous. The only person that knows who you are, knows the phone number you're calling from, will be the person hosting the show. And it's going to be a resource for teens that are, or kids that are struggling with self-esteem, bullying, whatever they need help and a place to talk to in their life. It'll be able to give you resources and other aspects and avenues and what to deal with the issues. The last half of the week, or the other part of the week, will be for parents. And my personal goal is to get people who are struggling in transition in life, domestic abuse victims, traffic victims, incarceration, people that are stuck when they get out and what to do, have for them to be able to talk and have a resource available.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. I can't wait to get I can't wait. I'm really, really excited about this whole entire project. It's going to change a lot of lives for the better. It's going to be huge, guys, huge. And I'm really happy to be part of it. I'm going to give you a call back when I get later, okay?
Well, thank you, Kurt. Thank you so much, Mary. You guys, you're doing a lot of work that is really important, and we appreciate you so much. And I know that God is looking down on you and say, thank you for doing what I want you to do. And he's giving you special blessings. I know he is. Country, are you still with us? Are you had anything you want to add before we close out today? I think Country Boy may have his phone on mute.
I was trying to get unmuted. I keep saying over and over and over again, that's why it's important for us to not just do the work. I do believe in dreamers. I do believe in visionaries. But I believe in people that don't just dream, but do the work to make the dream happen. I don't want to end in a bad connotation, but I'll give you guys just one quick, never really looked at it like that. It came from a man, one of my mentors, who was raised here in Atlanta. We bought his property and refurbished it. Of course, through the King Foundation, his best friend was a guy named Jose Williams, who was one of my inspirations. That's why we're feeding the hungry. That's why my sons and I was able to feed 658 people turkey dinner on a Tuesday afternoon in the middle of whatever month it is right now, because every day is truly Thanksgiving. Dr. King says, and I quote, "I've been around the world more than one time, and I've seen all different types of evil. Whether you realize it or not, the battle will never stop. Good versus evil. Cannot have one without having the other.
That's right.
There's dark, there's light, there's good, there's bad, there's up, there's down. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you can't have a shadow unless light is present." So what am I saying to you guys? I'm saying that everybody out under the sound of my voice has something that you're uniquely designed and gifted. Oh, Lord, there goes a bad word. Define gifted.
Amen.
Certain things you can learn, certain things you can be taught, and certain things you just have. God has given each one of us a unique gift. You didn't do nothing to learn it. You didn't do nothing to learn it. He hid it in your heart, and some people call it passion. It's a passion-driven life. I ask people all the time, Kurt, as a life coach, if you could do something 7 days a week that will put a smile on your face, even if no one paid you to do it, what would you do? That's where your passion is hidden. If you're not hidden behind the money, it's hidden behind the passion. Dr. King says, "I've been around the world more than one time, planning to go back again, seeing all different types of evil. But the only thing that I've ever seen that's worse than the evil in the world is some so-called religious people that see something that's not right." It says in the word, if you see something that's not right or not just, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, Mary. Mary, I keep picking on you. Oh, man, I'm glad to come on your show on Thursday, because I don't know if I've ever used one individual as an example more than anybody that used, oh, Lord, that goes a word. Most people don't like the idea of being used, but that's one of the differences between them and us. We live for ideas and ways that we can be used, and we can come up with more ways than even you can imagine. God says, I'm going to use you. And if you don't want to be used, I'll make the rocks cry out. What God has uniquely done for us is he's brought together the passion of love. He says, I am that
Amen.
I am that I am that I love. I love you enough that I gave my only son. I put down my life for you for some sin that you ain't even created yet. I gave you the gift of life, and what you do with your life is your gift back to me. So let your little light shine in whatever area God has gifted you in. You don't think that, no, you don't have to make the headlines. You don't have to go viral. You know if he has his eye on the sparrow, you know that he's watching over you, back over you, old man.
You know, you said about being used. Part of my daily prayer that I say to the Lord every day is, God, use me in whatever way you want me to be used to help people, and send me whatever I need to be able to help people, because we can't do it by ourselves. We have to have the blessing of the Lord, and we have to have the power comes from him, not from us, and the ability to do all the things that we do actually come from him, not from us, and 'cause he's in control. And we have to, in order to do the best we can, we can't do it alone. We have to have
my last one, old man. It's not just a scripture, y'all. I can do all things through Yahweh who strengthens me. You're exactly right. Whatever you think, you're right. If you think you can't do it, you're right.
Yep.
So if God be for you, if God be for you, if Yahweh be for you, who dare? Okay, I'm done.
Yep. And just spread the word, folks. And I know I'm talking, preaching to the choir here, but we all need to spread the word and do it sincerely, with sincerity, and do it with love, and to let people know that we're very concerned about them and helping them, and we're very concerned about helping them to have a better life, and helping them to help other people to have a better life, and we can do that just by working with them, and do it through action, not just words. But action is the most important part of it. Like Country had said, you need to, there's an old friend of mine from many years ago used to say, not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. And that's so important. And the walking the walk is taking action and helping and helping people to do whatever they need to do to change their lives so that they can have a better life. And it goes in all areas of their lives. It could be in the spiritual area. It could be in the emotional or area. It could be in the physical area, or financial, whatever it is. We need to show them that we're sincerely interested in helping them, and then act upon it and do it and stick with them. So those are all important characteristics, I think, as far as what we do. And I hope that helps the people that are listening, because I'm sure there are a lot of people listening on the Internet right now that can't talk to us, but at least they can listen and they can learn. And I encourage them to come on to the show. Tomorrow is Friday, and tomorrow is going to be another great show. Captain Len Kane is going to be on there, I'm sure. And Ron Clayton, the president of the board of the Hope Collection, and many others that are really acting upon helping people every day. And Dr. Joel Griffin taught us that. And he was continually talking about helping other people and continually serving others every day himself. So it was easy to learn by his example because he did it himself every day. Well, with that, folks, I want to thank you all for coming on. And I think everyone got a chance to say something. And we appreciate your participation on the show. And God bless you all, and God bless America. Have a great day.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Can you give me a call sometime today when you're free?
Yes, I will.
Yes, Mary,
okay,
could you
Mary.
Join me in? Could you join me in on that call if I can be invited? I would love to be.
Oh, it's about the radio show
next
week.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm
Mary,
going out
call me afterwards. Okay, hon.
I'm going out right now to pick up my wife from work, and I'm going to be running around a little bit for a while, but I'll be calling you later this afternoon or this evening, okay?
That's fine. I'm cleaning house today, so I'm free most of the
day. All right, Mary. I'll try it.
Okay.
And, Country, you and I need to talk, too, I think. I think you've called me a couple of times, and I haven't gotten back to you. So I'll get back to you today also.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Before they name me Country Boy, before they call me the Spiritual Ninja, they call me Mr. Ever-Ready. I'm ready when you are and even if you're not.
Okay.
Mary, I need to
My dad used to always say, "You can call me anytime, anything you want, but just call me when it's time to eat."
And nowadays, that was Old Testament stuff. Now we're telling, "Call me anytime, just not at dinner time." That just goes to show you how things really have changed, Oakman. We old schoolers, we're still Old Testament down in our spirit, but we still flipped our switch because God told everybody, "I'm getting ready to do a new thing that eyes have never seen and ears ain't never heard of. If you guys want to be a part of it, many are called and few are chosen."
Okay.
Thank the divine creator, Yahweh, for choosing us to be part of his changing nation.
Okay, my friend. God bless you.
And
Larry, I want to thank you, too. I see, Larry, you're still on, and thank you for coming on, my friend. I appreciate all the work you're doing with all the organizations you're working with. So have a good day, everybody, and God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.